FA Vars Farm with 3, Moneyfields 0, and it's a smiling Andrew Westguide.
What a game. What a game. You couldn't write it, could you? Perfect start. What was it? 1-0 up in 29 seconds. Yeah. 29 seconds. Then 2-0 up, and you think, that's not bad, is it? Then 3-0. This could be interesting, because a lot was spoken about how good they are going forward, top of their league, only one defeat. They're a good outfit, and then to find ourselves 3-0 up cruising, and then the game just changed completely with Barnett getting a red card. And we had to show both sides of our game today. I was so proud of the boys. They never had a sniff, really. I think right at the end, I think they've had a shot, which
first save,
and that is testament. We said about it before the game, we've got to maximise our strengths and we've got to look to exploit their weaknesses, and I'd probably have to say that we've done that today. They've got some lively players, they've got some experienced players, but man for man squad today, I'm absolutely made up. It was a great performance, and like you said, Bicknell Park FA Vars, where is that, in it?
I've been accused of suggesting it's a typical FA Vars game. I think it was, wasn't it?
100%. Yeah, that's why we love the Vars. You never know what you're going to get. It's you've got to deal with different things, like you said, distance you travel if you're away, teams you don't know, and the crowd here today, what a great gate. We always do well number wise, but it was just bouncing, wasn't it? And a little bit nervy, Brabo missing that penalty. 3-0, 4-0, the game's over, isn't it? You'd like to think, like you spoke about on the podcast, 4-0, 3-0, you could, it's always one of those ones, and if they did get one, it does shift the momentum, the tide a little bit. But they never had a sniff. I thought defensively, our games, game ship at the end was brilliant. When would you see the game out, and our fitness levels, considering they're top of the league, how many of their players went down, cramp, injured, and that one gamesmanship, they were actually gone. You look at our fitness levels at the end there. I'd love to see our numbers actually after the game,
Did you have a game plan going into the match? Did you know anything about them apart from the fact where they are on the league table?
Not really. And it's one of those ones, Dave, some people love to do research. You always ask other managers, but sometimes do they really want to tell you? Do you really get the real information? I think one of their main strikers was missing, so we were aware of that. But other than that, like I said, I just want to maximise our strengths. I want to praise out Brabo, really, because I'm quick to hammer him at times, when he doesn't, perform. But I thought today, Brabo was outstanding today. And a lot gets said about him being not a natural striker and, not a natural goal scorer. But, the performance he put in today, led the line so well. He got their man.
Shields the ball so well, doesn't he?
He has, but he's been struggling a little bit that recently. I think he's been overthinking it, and just, when you haven't scored for a while, I think you overthink your game. And he got their man sent off, poor penalty from him, but he got the third goal, important goal for us, and so I thought he deserved that. Talisman for us, experienced player, he comes alive in the Vars. His goal record in the Vars is incredible. He scored so many goals for us. So far out in front is our leading goal scorer in the club in the Vars, so he just loves this the competition.
The first goal, as you said, 29 seconds or whatever, Alex Wharton took it so well, didn't he?
It's one of those ones, in a way, when you take it, you go, take your time, but he did it on the outside of his right foot from left wing into the bottom corner, and I was right behind it, and I thought, wow, what a strike. Bradley scoring a header off corners, and we did do a little bit of research on them. I think they're they were quite a big side, weren't they? Centre halves were big. I think the guy who was missing, to be fair, is normally the big guy, and we've done them on the set pieces, really. We scored 2, so yeah, absolutely delighted with that.
And I think St Austell are through. They were 3-1 up towards the end. The other two, Newquay, were 5-1 down. Sold Ashford 1-0 down as well. So hopefully there's definitely 2 through. So who do you want in the next round? Do you want a Cornish side, or do you want to go away, or what?
Well, congratulations on your prediction, because you said 2 would get through. So, and I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think a lot of people put us down as one of those to go through. Not being horrible, but they just looked at, the league table, they're flying. So, credit to St Austell. They love this competition as well, don't they? History's been good to them. They got some, established players there. And, Buckland's a tough place to go. So, fair play to them for winning up there. But I'll take anyone at home. You don't really want St Austell. They don't want us. Anybody at home, really. I think we spoke about it before, Winnie, when Mac said about it. When you're in the Western League, you don't want to be going too far afield, really, in the Western League away games now. So, FA Vars, Bicknell Park, our fancies against anyone.
And the pitch, a couple areas where it's a bit sandy. Did you have to do a lot of work yesterday?
Full credit to the ground staff. I take my hat off to them. Anybody that does any work in Cornish football as a volunteer, take massive credit. The it's November, so you've got to remember we played here on Tuesday against Torpoint. It wasn't too bad, to be fair. You know, like, it's a little bit sandy, but you know, just a couple of areas. That's just a bit of sports fans. Yeah. Being other than
didn't
that,
didn't affect the game though, did it?
No, not at all. I thought the pitch held up really well. If you look at it here today, the biggest problem you have is, isn't it, when you get a lot of rain, it's getting on the pitch. It's not making the game playable. It's getting on it to make it look presentable. And anything is, you know, the football pitches are like players. Sometimes you've got to patch them up and play. You know.
So, final question: your man of the match.
Oh, Jesus. You could go for the... Right, no, you didn't. You're right, yeah. You could go for the whole team, but I think I highlighted him. I thought just for Braben, just for... Just set the tone, early doors, you know, played left wing up front, got his goal. Yeah, I know he missed a penalty, but from...
Forget that today.
It's hard sometimes, because I do say this to the defenders a lot. They get overlooked a lot, you know what I mean? Like, you think how good that unit is. So they deserve a special mention, but I just thought Braben...
Actually, another clean sheet.
I know, yeah, mate, you know... What's that, our 11th? What's that? Today was our 17th game, yeah. 18th game, and we've got 11 clean sheets. Pretty impressive. So I do feel sorry for them in a way, in the sense of, you know, they don't get the headlines probably as much, but I just think the way that Braben, probably going for a bit of a tough patch, needed a performance today, and I thought, you know, I'd go Brabo.
Thanks very much.
Your Cornish Soccer Podcast.